We've been to all four corners of Britain in our quest to interview the great and good of entertainment. Comics, actors, writers, politicians, singers, dancers and choreographers. It doesn't matter who they are. They've all given me their own take on the world they live in and have, in their own way, helped to define what makes Britain great. So join me and my assistants as we get another insight into the marvellous and enigmatic world of showbiz here on Beyond the Title.
So, on compiling this interview, we realised that apart from the great Colin Edmonds, you are Beyond the Title's most regular guest. How does that make you feel?
I'm very excited, actually. I'm honoured to be asked, you know, once, twice. I think this is the third project we've done together, isn't it? So I'm really honoured. And it's nice to be, you know, wanted in this business after especially everything we've been through over the past 18 months where you think show business is not just halted, it's been destructed. It's not been destructed. Is it, what's the word? It's you know, it's been decimated, really, hasn't it? But we've got a lot of hope and optimism in this business. And Josh has given me this lovely little, you know, project to work on, to look forward to. It's something that I can't wait for because it's something completely different, you know, to what I've done before. So I can't wait. Yeah, thanks for asking.
And like Colin, of course, shout out to Behind the Scenes with Colin Edmonds, available now on Spotify. It's really great. You are now the creator of your own podcast. How do you like sitting on the other side of the microphone?
It's kind of strange, really, and as you know, Josh has inspired me to do a podcast, and it happened last year because I had no work, obviously, in the diary. So what can I do? I'm going to only use my voice within the business. And I know so many people in the business. I've been able to utilize that and call my mates and have conversations and find out things about their careers I didn't know. And some people on the podcast I didn't know about. So it's been fantastic, you know, getting to know people and to do that. But the podcast for me has been, you know, to do with well-being, and it's been to do with connecting with people. It's kept me sane and it's kept me in show business, which has been a very important part of 2020 and 2021.
With an influx of podcasts out there, what makes Eyes and Teeth unique?
I think it's unique because I have a personal connection, I think, with every person I've spoken with. I've either done a show with them, I've admired them growing up, and like Josh, he admires everybody he talks to. But I do have that connection where we've done shows or seasons together, and you know, there's that little personal touch, I think, with Eyes and Teeth. Even with the title, Keith Harris was one of my idols as a ventriloquist, and then he actually became one of my best friends. And then we lost Keith. You know, it was a hard thing in the business to lose a friend and an idol at the same time. But Eyes and Teeth was what he used to text me, you know, at the end of the text messages. And, you know, Orville was always, you know, within spitting distance of Keith Harris. And he's one of my inspirations. So, yeah, all round, Eyes and Teeth for me has been a huge passion and something I'm still enjoying editing today, because I've recorded about 150 and there's probably about another 60 to edit. Orville's in the Water Rats Museum in London, and this is a very much kept secret, but there is an Orville that's still at home with his family, Keith's family, wife and children. But there was a pantomime Orville that flew up in the air. So the one with the wings is now in the Water Rats Museum, which I presented to the Order in 2015 or 16. And that Rick Wakeman was our King Rat, and he was the one that helped bring Orville into the Water Rats Museum. One day it'd be wonderful for you guys to visit the museum, and I'd love to show you around. And I know you're going to adore looking around the museum and the library and the Water Rats Lodge. It's something, you know, that I know you'll be passionate about, because those guys on your wall, two of those, Jimmy Tarbuck, Barry Cryer, a brother, Water Rats, and legends in our business, you know.
That perfectly sets us up for the next question, actually. So, since we last met you, you've been inducted into the prestigious Grand Order of Water Rats. How important is this to you?
it's important to, not only with the history, with the people that have been part of it, many ventriloquists I've admired over the years, but also people like Laura and Hardy and, you know, Jimmy Tarbuck and just great people, Tommy Cooper, Charlie Chaplin. There's been some incredible names, Bruce Forsyth. And I'm one of these people that is in, you know, hopefully the future of show business and to keep things like the Grand Order of Water Rats going. So it's a very crucial time, really, for not only saving venues and show business and the history of it, which is why I'm writing a book on the history of my art. It's important to pass it on to another generation. But the Grand Order of Water Rats is something where all the entertainers... I started a WhatsApp group last year. It kept a lot of us together, you know, and there was no other means of communication unless you were on the WhatsApp group. So the Water Rats were, to me, we call ourselves brothers. We're brother Water Rats. But it is like I've got an extended family because we do look out for each other. It's a really nice part to be of, you know, and when you have got as many friends that are not in the business... The Water Rats have kind of doubled my address book. You know, it's great to know that they've got your back.
In the last few years, the entertainment industry has encountered probably the most severe threat since the dawn of the arts. How do you think live entertainment will recover from COVID?
I think we were saved, really, by Zoom, and we were saved by the technology of the world of show business. I've done so many charity appearances and, you know, conversations and... Podcasts obviously thrived in the last 18 months, but I think it's given people more of a passion to go out into the theatre. I think at the moment there's still some scared people that are very reluctant to book tickets, but I think when they see that shows are starting to sell out again more, especially Beyond the Title Live in October 16th, I think it's very important that people do go out and enjoy themselves again, because don't be locked up at home. Come out and have a laugh, because we, people like us, want people to laugh, and we want bums on seats. It's not about the money for people like myself and Josh. It really is about a passion, you know. We're not here to set out to make money. And at the end of the day, it's just to keep the business and the memories alive of show business.
So last year, in the middle of lockdown, we came to you with this idea of doing a live show. What was your initial reaction?
I think it's, I always just go out and do shows, you know, and I love a challenge. So a challenge it came to mind when Josh asked me to do this, because doing an interview, I've done it on cruise ships where you do a show, the next day they'll interview you, you know, and I really enjoy that part of it, because when it's improvised and there will be comedy, there will be answers, you know, that me or Arthur Lager will probably answer with a silly answer that's never been said before. So the improvisation is a great part of that, and that's something you won't get in a normal show. You know, it's something, I don't know what you're going to ask me, so it's a great entertainment for the audience. You're going to enjoy it as the host, and I'm going to enjoy it as well. So it's something that we can really look forward to. It's something I've never done before in a you know, an audience ticket selling capacity. So at the end of the day, we do want to burn money, don't we? Ignore what I said.
And for your sins, we've asked you to perform a routine as a climax of the show. Without giving too much away, what's in store?
It's going to be something that's not in my theatre shows. It's going to be something that's brand new. I know you've seen me perform before. If you've got my DVD, it's something that won't be on the DVD. So I'm going to do something that people have not seen before. So we're going to give them a little treat. I'm not sure how long you want that to be, but there may be Ken Dodd involved. So it could go on for 2 hours.
Sounds good.
As long as I catch the ferry back.
Apart from unpicking and celebrating your amazing craft and talent, the show will also celebrate some of your variety heroes. How important is this section of the show to you?
That part of the show is very important as well, and it's a huge passion of mine to talk about the history of this business and the people. For me, it is about the people. My book Ventriloquist doesn't just talk about the art of ventriloquism, it talks about the people behind the dummy. I want to know how they got to that part in their careers, and you know, what lucky breaks did they get to make them as successful as they were. So it really is nice to talk about that these people that we completely admire, you know, because they paved the way for us younger entertainers, and it's really nice to follow in their footsteps. The younger generation are all into reality TV shows. They don't understand, performers, really. It's, they may listen to music and go and see concerts, but it's very rare to see a magician and a ventriloquist or a comedian these days, unless you're in an arena. So we're in a really nice, intimate situation at Gurnard Pines. So we're going to, you know, you'll see the whites of my eyes, and you'll get some honest answers from me, all honest answers from me. But there's going to be a lot of laughter as well. We don't know what to expect, but to have that aspect of performance, Q&A, and, you know, the whole thing of beyond the title, live, is exactly what it is. It's live and unleashed, you know. We don't know what's going to happen. And when I unleash Arthur Lager, God knows what it's going to end up like.
Do you think you'll get nervous doing a different show like this? And what's going to be your preparation?
Preparation was just going to make sure that I'm going to be ready for this. You know, I'm going to have something in my head. I will plan it out near the time. So I've got so many projects on that you have to make sure that you've got each and everyone worked out. So beyond the light, I want this to work for us. You know, I want us to enjoy it, and then it can go on. You know, we may be able to do a few more after this, but I do want it to be a success for the audience. I want me to enjoy it, and I want Josh to enjoy it, because this is one of his babies, you know. And so I'm happy to, you know, give you that baby, you know, without being as intimate. Yeah. We're close, but we're not that close.
Maybe Arthur can help out.
Yeah, you don't need to ask him twice.
So how can we get tickets for this show?
Well, you can get tickets for this show at eventbrite.co.uk and look for Beyond the Title Live. Josh Barry is the host. I'm going to be there with Arthur Lager and some other characters. I will take some characters just to show the audience as well, so you can see characters I've had over the years, maybe one of my first characters, and maybe one of the last ones I bought that's not yet in the show. So people will get to see how a ventriloquist act has built up over the years. You know, I've been doing this for 36 years, so I've got a good history, and it's going to be worth buying a ticket for. So you can get it at eventbrite.co.uk, and it's at Gurnard Pines, Saturday the 16th of October.
And finally, what's next for Steve Hewlett?
Going to get lunch. Steve Hewlett, I need to finish my book. So the lockdown gave me the opportunity to finish the second draft. So I finished the first draft, and the second draft, I need to start sourcing all the pictures and copyright. And this is going to be a painstaking thing, obviously, because I've got 150 podcasts to finish. And also now all my gigs have come in. I've got Pantomime coming up later this year with Mr. Blobby. And he's someone I don't want to get on the podcast, because he's had a great TV history, isn't he? Was that? Can you do his voice? I don't know. I don't know if I'm understanding. But there's a busy year ahead, you know, so I'm very excited. But Josh Barry's project has given me a nice incentive to challenge myself again. So I'm looking forward to bringing something completely different to the island. It's not just a performance of a ventriloquist, it's a proper interview, you know. And Josh is inspired by Jimmy Tarbuck, Michael Parkinson. He's a great interviewer, and he asks the right questions. So you're going to get the right answers, you know, from those people that know what they're talking about. And he's got no idea what he's talking about. He plays the dogs and talks to himself.
Well, that's about it for that interview. Thank you very much, Steve. Thank you, Arthur.
Thank you.
Thank you to our guest for being the subject of another Beyond the Title interview. If you liked this, why not browse the website and see if there's anything else that takes your fancy? Don't forget to like our Facebook page to receive updates on forthcoming interviews and to see more information about me and what I do. Thanks again, and hopefully see you next time.